Yo, what's going on? This is Ramsey So What, and this is the A-Side B-Side Podcast, a branded podcast by whatsthemovement.net. As always, thank you for taking time to listen. Thank you for, you know, just being you. It's been some time since we had our last episode, so it's nice to know that you guys are still here. It's been a minute, and I really, really appreciate you guys doing this. So I'm going to tell you all the regular stuff. Rate, subscribe, review, tell your friends, do the same. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're sitting down with the awesome Karma. Faint of Heart is out now, everywhere music can be streamed. And in this interview, we sat and talked about this album. We talked a lot about this record playing. It's called Chillin'. This one's just a bop, so let's just get to it. As always, I need you to feel this.
It's been so long since I've done a podcast. It's kind of crazy. So, like, I feel weird even, like, introducing it. So, yeah, this is Ramsey So What on the A-Side B-Side Podcast. It's been a while. I missed y'all. If y'all missed me, hi. If y'all don't know me and you're here for Karma, hello again. You were actually my first guest on this podcast, believe it or not.
I was? Mm-hmm.
You were. So, I... Really? I did a couple of episodes. You were like the third or fourth episode, but like you were the first interview I did for this podcast.
Oh my God.
That was Sunny Side Up, right?
I think it was. That's when Sunny Side Up came out. I didn't know that.
Yeah. How do you feel about that project like all these years later?
That was a great project. I'm going to be honest with you. Sunny Side Up, I did my thing on that.
Agreed.
I definitely did my thing on that. I am it aged very well. It's something that I still revisit all of my music, but that's probably one of my favorites out of like my EP series that I was doing. Yeah. That's probably my favorite. Yeah.
That kind of posed the question I was thinking about asking. But like, do you still think that like Sunny Side Up should be listened to in reverse order, like starting with Raindrops? Or yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I feel like either way you listen to it, you still get the message. Mm-hmm. But
it's funny because so the way I met Fred was funny as hell. So I met Fred and I was like, yo, you look familiar. I was like, yo, you was the one Karma fucked up in that video. And like, I said it out loud in like front of like mad people by accident. He was like, yo, that's how bad rumors start, man. You can't be saying I'm over here beating women's asses, man.
That sounds like Fred. That sounds like Fred.
So that was like our third conversation ever. So shout out to Fred, by the way. But
so much. Yes, he was dragging me really in that video. Like, he really was dragging me around. This was not fake. I was getting my ass whooped. Well, he didn't hit me, but I did.
You got your lick back, though.
I got my lick back. You feel me? With the little pan, little thin frying pan or whatever.
But
be his ass.
Your videos always kind of have like some kind of narrative to it. So is that something we could expect? Oh, so we didn't even get to this part yet. So Faint of Heart is out. brand new album is out everywhere. Yes. You guys should definitely press play on that wherever you listen to your favorite music. But yeah, so that's this is your first LP too, like since like if we're not counting Life After Love.
This is my first album as Karma, mm-hmm. for real.
Yeah. Like with
like my first solo aside from like I-95 and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like was that like mm-hmm. a daunting task? Because like you said earlier, like you did EPs, you know?
I think it, for me, doing the EPs was more strategic thing than daunting. Like you saying daunting for me to do an album. I was just being strategic. I felt like as an artist, it wasn't smart to put together too many albums and just like overdo it, you know, before people even know who you really are. And before you have anything to offer, I feel like, I don't want to say it like that, but I just feel like you don't want to expend too much of your creative juices on albums when you still have to build a following, you still have to, you know, just gotta cross over all of those things and make sure those things are covered. I felt like I was doing a smart thing by just giving a taste.
Yeah.
And like, as I'm growing, because I never stop, I make a lot of music. I don't put out a lot of music. So just giving a taste of the growth so people can still keep up with what's going on and how I'm growing, still get to hear the, you know, some great records that are going to like be timeless that you can listen to, go back to, but also not giving them too much so that they always want more from me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was pretty much my strategy.
Okay.
But I wanted to put an album out though. Like I was ready to, I'm like, damn, I kind of want an album. Like I want to put an album out, but I'm probably going to go back to EP. So like, you feel me?
Okay.
It's not going to be all right from here on out. I'm doing albums. Like, nah, I'm definitely going back to EPs.
Got you. So, how fun was it making this album? Like you said, I mean, you make a lot of music, so, and these songs in the tuck, I've heard a few of them. So a few of them I complained should be out here for the people, but.
Well, the thing is some legal stuff has to be worked out before I can use those records. And if the producers, who we worked with or use their music, if they don't respond,
gotcha,
the song's never gonna see the light of day. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Like, I don't want to go too crazy with stealing people's stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not good. So even though they're great songs,
It is the game though, which is weird,
but yeah, so that's really why they're not out, because if that was something that I was able to take care of and be done with, that would have been an album too, like a separate project.
Gotcha. Within it.
But as far as how I had a great time making this project though, like, oh man, it was, when it came to time for me to put it together, I feel like I had an amazing time doing that, because that's the fun part. All the songs are done. Now you get to pick from the bunch of like what makes sense, what fits here, arrange it, add the fun things in, like the skits, and like give it a personal touch with like what was going on at the time to kind of tell a story of like the purpose of the album and everything. So yeah, I had a great time. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was definitely fun.
The artwork is fire. The lookbook is kind of dope. That was all done by Mirror, right?
Yes. So Mirror, we did the album shoot, and then I just chose, you know, the photos I want to do for the lookbook, gave him some verbiage, you know, some text to use, and he put them over the photos and like, you know, really, really brought it to life. I had like 3 or 4 different covers, and like I'm writing, I cannot draw or write anything. So like I'm writing over it and like using colors to try to make, like fake make it, and then just have him make it, but actually make it look nice.
Yeah.
So
I like how
it was cool to work with him.
I like how he did like that parental advisory, like in like this cool kind of font. Like,
yes, I love that. I love that. Every little detail was like, I know I annoyed the shit out of him, but every little detail was like super important to me. Like super, super important. And he managed to handle it well. So yeah, I gotta keep him. Gotta keep him close. Gotta have people like that. Indeed. Close to you.
I guess we'll talk about that a little more. Like, you had if you look through a couple of like the slides, like you had like phrases like protect your energy and stuff like that. Like, so that's obviously important to you. But why did you pick that to put like on the artwork to support the album?
So for me, I just feel like throughout the album, when you listen to the album, is very introspective, and I'm really talking to myself in a lot of the songs, talking to lovers and friends and family also, but I'm talking to myself on most of like the first half of the album. So it's really important for me to have like some type of turnaround, you know, at the end of it all. Like, yeah, of course I'm talking about all of these things and these heartbreaks and these struggles and mental things and all of that I'm going through, but like I needed some type of bottom line, and that is my bottom line, you know. So I feel like that's the outcome for me. That's where I am now. And you know, on one of the photos I had like bitch and you know, you'll never be shit and all of this stuff. Like, these are things that I've heard over time from doing music, minding my own business, just being the cool laid back person that I am, and people would just come and just be mean, you know, for no reason. And even though people look at me like, oh, she's this confident person, like Carmen don't give a fuck about this and that, I do. I actually do. It actually hurts my feelings, it bothers me, and sometimes you internalize that stuff. So I felt like it was an empowering moment for me to be able to look back at all of those things and say, damn, like, even though there was a time and period where I internalized these feelings, look at how you said that about me. And it might be true, you know, I might be a bitch or I might be this and that, but like I'm here about to put a fucking album out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and look at how much I've grown. So for me, it was just a way to put a spin on you know, the things people have said about me and that stuck with me, that kept me down, and just kind of turned it into something positive, you know.
Yeah, you turned it on its head. I like the way it was executed. Well,
thank you very much.
Let's talk about the skits a little bit. So you said a lot of it was you talking to yourself, so like Mother Said is essentially like that. Make these niggas pay.
Interestingly enough, let me tell you a story about Mother Said.
Okay.
When if anybody was to find my phone and be able to get into it and they go in my voice notes app, they would have a fucking blast for like a week, because it's so much shit in there, from me doing covers, practicing, writing songs and recording them on there just to keep the idea, just doing shit. Like, it's just people talking, conversation. It's mad shit in there. So what was going on when I did Mother Said, I was watching a YouTube video actually. And I was about to do a cover of someone's song. When I rehearse and I practice and warm my voice up, I sing other people's songs. So I go on YouTube and play the karaoke version and just sing and, you know, get my voice together. Anyway, the video was playing and, you know, the YouTube commercial comes up. So the YouTube commercial came up and that was what I heard on the YouTube commercial. I'm probably going to get sued for this eventually. But so I like the beat. So I'm like, okay. I was already recording because I was about to do the cover. So I was like, that nigga don't give a fuck about you. And it just came out because I'm so goofy. So really, that was just me playing around. Seriously, like, that was not intended to be used for anything serious. But when I went back and went through all my shit, like, I went through all my shit and I heard it, I was like, oh, we're using this.
Yeah.
We're definitely using this. Like, we have to use this. So yeah, and it fit perfectly with what was going on at the time too, because that's around the time that I made the song Catch Up and, you know, a couple of other Cloud Eyes Part 2. Sorry, it was around the time that I made those songs. So yeah,
so you talk of how long ago was this voice note recorded? Like, you said you listened to everything, so this sounds like it was like a long time ago.
Probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay, so like around the time you were dropping three.
After
after
it was okay. After, because 3
Three is 2 years old now.
Wow, time is flying.
Three is 2 years old. Three came out at the end of 2019 2020. I'm lying. Three came out end of 2020. It was supposed to come out earlier in the year, but, you know, Lionel passed away. Mm-hmm. And it was just some things going on with my family, and then Lionel passed away, so I ended up pushing it back even more.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm gonna just put it out. Like, I didn't give a fuck because I was upset about that, so I was like, I'm gonna put it out, whatever. So yeah, so it's a year and a half. So yeah, you're right. Around the time that three came out, that's how long that stuff, how old that stuff is.
So sorry. What is the oldest song that you recorded for this album, and what was the last one you recorded?
The oldest song is Roughneck. Okay. Roughneck was made for. And then the newest song. I'm lying. No, I'm not lying. Roughneck and Chillin' were made around the same time. Mm-hmm. And then the newest has to be, I would say, like Blue Coop Diaries.
Okay.
Yeah, You Said is also really old too.
Yeah, I like the You Said and Jason Said. I mean, I'm a fan of Said. It's like my whole handle, Ramsey Said.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of that.
You like the little pocket that they're in.
Yeah.
They have their own little area. Yeah.
So all right. So I know videos, I know something's gotta be on the way, besides what we already have. Have you picked it, and are you allowed to spill? Well, it's, you're allowed to,
I can't
whatever
spill.
You want.
I'm not gonna spill.
Okay.
But Coop Diaries is getting a video.
Okay.
Chillin' is getting a video.
Chillin' needs a video.
And I'm in between You Said and Catch Up right now.
Okay.
For the third one.
Wait, how long ago? Clouded Eyes, that one and two, they're made by the same producer, right? Because it's the same melody, essentially.
They're not.
No.
So this is what happened. Okay. I found the sample from, it was Absol's Evil Genius, or no, not Evil Genius. I forget the song. It's an Absol song. Mm-hmm. off of one of his albums, recent albums. It might be Evil Genius, the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into that melody.
Yeah.
It sounds like completely song. And I sent the sample. I posted it on Twitter. I said, I need somebody to sample this for me.
Yeah.
Mac McRae was like, I got you. And his boy Lou,
mm-hmm,
was like, I got you.
Okay, so they produced
so
one and
Mac
two.
Mac made one. Lou made two. Same time. But I already knew I was going to do something with two. When I had, they do nothing yet. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I had both of them already. Flipped the two totally different sounds, but mm-hmm, using the same sample. I thought it was so fucking fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
It was like
that
putting
was
like halftime for the second one, which is cool.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's interesting because you started both three and this one with Clouded Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that mm-hmm was, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, because I knew I had the part two, so I wanted to continue the story.
Mm-hmm.
Started with that to set the tone of like what the subject matter was going to be like. So yeah, I feel like it worked out. It definitely worked out.
Definitely. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our interview with the lovely Karma.
What's going on? It's Ramsey Said What? And this is A-Side B-Side. Don't touch your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Brown, president of East One Teach One Incorporated. We're a 501c nonprofit mentoring program for boys ages 9 to 17. We have both group and one-on-one mentoring.
For more information, go to eachoneteachone.org or send an email to contact@eachoneteachone.org.
I have a wife. I don't got time for this.
Yeah.
The culture don't have to carry itself. Y'all be high.
The culture has been in shambles since I've last recorded a podcast.
Since you took a step back.
I took a step back.
I don't know.
And everybody and their mama got a podcast, and it's ridiculous.
Shambles is what it is.
It's a shame, but
I can't.
I'm back.
I can't do it. Okay.
Okay. I think I'm gonna keep all this in the interview too, because I feel like talking my shit. I'm back. Welcome back. This is a Karma interview, obviously. Thank you for listening thus far and continuing to press play. As always, rate, subscribe, review. If this is your first time listening, thank you for taking the time out. Go back and listen to all of our old stuff, including episode, it's either 3 or 4 with Karma, back in like 2017, something like that. It's been some time, like 4 projects ago, or yeah, 4 projects ago. That's crazy.
Ooh, I know I better work. You better work, girl. You better work. What? That's crazy to me, yo. To even think about it. Like, I was really a little nigga back then.
Yeah. So you performed at Malk's show in Bayonne, and you had debuted Chillin' at, well, we didn't know what it was then, but you had debuted what is now.
I didn't debut Chillin' there.
Oh, you didn't?
I debuted Chillin' in during the pandemic.
Oh.
To see if people were gonna like it, and they liked it, and No Gravity, I also debuted during that time. People loved it. So Chillin' has been something that I've kept performing so I could get something stuck in these motherfuckers' heads when it's time to when it's time for me to perform, really, like something that's easy for them to remember, something that I know is universal, meaning it's a song that everybody can, it's easy to listen to, it's easy to learn, right? And it's like call and response, Chillin', like, you know what I'm saying? It's a fun thing. Yeah, so yeah, man, Chillin' has been in the works for a while, been very strategic about like what I'm doing.
Today, Chillin' is my favorite record. It changes all the time, but today, Chillin' is that's today, the one. Chillin'. And I swear, like, what I like about your music is you always got some shit to say in your second verses, and you always sing it just like a little differently, like. Like the melody may be the same or like similar to verse one, but you take a few more risks. So like I think Chillin' is a great example of that. So like
thank you.
You come off the hook, you're like, it's 2 and I'm on drink number 4, which is a wild statement, by the way. You still drinking at 2 a.m. That's bonkers, but all right. More power to you. But you did something where, like, you put your hand on my thigh, and I like it. I like the way you sang that, because it's like, you.
Because I'm like, you thought you were sleeping. Yeah, like the influxation is like,
into like how a falsetto.
I would be like, you think you're slick. Like, you think, I would say it like that. So I just sang it in a way that was like, you know,
it's
that was sexy.
It's clever as fuck. I fuck with it. And so like when you're recording that, right? Like, because like sometimes you'll put like random 2-part harmonies in there too. Like, so when you when you're singing these verses, like, are you singing like up until that part and then you'll stop and then you'll sing the harmonies on separate tracks, or are you singing like one part of the harmony while you're singing through it and then come back and put another harmony on it?
So what I usually do is do everything clean in one shot. So I'll do verses if that's what I did first, or, you know, I would just do all the main shit. So the verse got done first, and then I'll, as I'm singing it, I'll hear like, it's so weird, Ramsey, but like, the shit will pop in my fucking head while I'm singing another part. I'll hear myself doing another part that I haven't done yet. That's not even on the record. So I'll hear it and then I'll hurry up, do what I gotta do, go back and add it after. So that's, I always crazy. Separate it, just because for mixing purposes, it's easier for me to do more with the harmonies and blend them really nicely if I keep everything has its own place. So, yeah, man, the harmony part is just weird, like how my brain just starts going into overdrive. Like, I should record myself doing this shit one day, because I'm just like moving. Mic right here, put it down. Like, it's crazy. Like
that sounds like complicated as hell too. Like, Like, I mean, I'm no engineer. I just know some things. So I'm just sitting here, like, as I'm hearing you sing it on the record, I'm like, all right, like, how is she pulling that off? You know what I'm saying? That's impressive as fuck. Okay, so don't be scared to let your body flow into mine. So, like, you broke that down, but, like, you could hear the ooze in the back, too. So it sounds like it's two tracks. Is it like you singing it twice, or are you just doubling, like copy and pasting that? Because sometimes it's not exactly harmony, it just sounds like two voices singing the same note.
You're talking about the in between the lyrics, like in between.
Oh, that. See, I'm trying. Yeah.
So that part, same thing I told you before, I did that separately. I always, so for me, I know that I have a luxury of being an engineer. I could cut out a lot of recording by just being able to use audio effects to double myself and all that, but I like to do it organically.
Okay.
Because you never sound exactly the same twice. Sometimes I do sound exactly the same twice, but you never sound exactly the same twice, but you may be on perfect pitch twice. Mm. So if your phrasing, your breath control is good and it's right on top of each other, so it's really nice together, it still gives a little different feel so that it sounds like a nice strong double, even if you're that good where you could sing it exactly the same twice. So what I did was just I do them twice. Sometimes I even do them 3-4 times on top of each other just to give them like a strong sound, you know. I really like enjoy doing that. I feel like it's lazy to just slap a doubler on it and just like you got one vocal track and then you slap a doubler and it sounds off and kind of computerized a little bit because you're using a plugin.
Yeah, it's I like processing. It
yeah, I like it to sound natural. So I do the work. I do it the old school way.
And that
part, interestingly enough, I put that in there because with the way I broke the lyrics down and I slowed it down pace wise, like don't be scared to let your body flow. And the ooze is like me dancing. Like we're dancing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And like, you know, just kind of describing what it would be like if you were at a party and a slow song came on and you dancing with somebody, like, and you just feel the feels, like those. That's what those oohs were.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way that feels.
Thank you.
So when we're looking at your DAWs, like we are not seeing the same waveform twice. We're just hearing it sound very, very like perfect, almost.
Yeah,
you could flex. You deserve to. That's impressive.
I mean, I do the work. Like, that's the fun part about creating, like, being able to manipulate your voice and doing shit like that. Like, you know, that's what makes it fun. Not just mixing it and hearing the final product, but, like, doing a take, hearing it, and then another idea popping your head while you're doing that one. Then you go and add another harmony. Like, oh, that shit sound fire. Like, you're just in it. Like, you're just engulfed in it. That's the fun part. You don't want to let the computer do all of the work for you. Like, that's no fun. You know what I'm saying? So.
Another song I really like is Catch Up. I feel like vocally you were like, there was one particular run at the end of the song that was crazy. How many takes is this taking you to do?
I think I might have did that one take. That run? I could pull it up and look, but I want to say I did it in probably like one take. If not one take, probably like two. But sometimes, so the way I originally sang that, it wasn't sang like that. When I was writing it, I was just singing it like on the same tone as the first verse. And then I was like, nah, I gotta change this. Like, I don't really like the way it sounds. So I did it over like in my head, like, I thought the influx would be cool, like to bring it to like a climax and then have that boppy part, like just kind of drive it home or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably one take, you know, I'm one take shorty sometimes now. I don't got to sit and do it over and over and over and over again anymore. Used to, but now that I've learned my voice and I know kind of what I want to hear come out of it, then it's, you know.
Gotcha.
Damn, I sound mad.
Ah, yes. the people, if you press play on these songs, you will see that she's being humble, but she did it on the record. Like, you, the end of the day, you do have to sing these notes into the microphone. So
yeah, I do.
It was done. but what's the other song I wanted to talk about? I did want to talk about Roughneck. We talked about it earlier. You and Soulful, y'all on a record together, like the chemistry is obviously ridiculous. Are we ever gonna get an I-95 and Wi-Fi too? I saw like either he was joking about it, maybe like a year or two ago. I don't know what's going on, but between that, because like even though you guys haven't done a collab album since then, you guys have been on each other's projects throughout. So like whether it was Creep, mm-hmm. In I mean you said you recorded Creep in 2018, right?
Mm-hmm, okay. That's why I was yeah that's why I kept the name Creep 28. Wait,
I'm talking about Three.
I kept it.
Mm-hmm. It was on there.
Creep 2018. Did I keep the title? I think mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. So yeah, that's when I recorded it, and I wanted people to know that mm-hmm. that's how old that song was. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know about another I-95 and Wi-Fi too. I'm down to do it if he's down to do it, but we'll see. I mean, we have a lot of music together that no mm-hmm. one's ever heard, though. Like a lot of shit. We can make a project based off of the songs that we have together.
Wow. All right. I'll try to get that out of y'all. If not, I mean, for the public, at least for me.
At the point that we're at now in our artistry, I think it would be really fire to do another one, though, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. Then we would come out with some crazy shit.
Yeah. yeah, you got him singing a little more now, too. That's what he said last I spoke to him. He attributes a lot of, like, he had like sent me a record off of I Appreciate You, and I was like, oh man, you doing some singing. He's like, this is the first time you heard me sing. I'm like, kind of. He's like, nah, I got mad stuff in the tuck. Me and Karma, we didn't. I'm like, all right, well, send it to me. So
yeah, I've helped him with that stuff back in the day. And then just also being his engineer, and I like to push the artists that I work mm-hmm. with, especially rap artists. I like to push them to try different things. And if I feel like you have enough control over your voice to do something, mm-hmm. just do it. Like, you know, I'll tell them, do this. Like, I remember on the song You on I Appreciate You, you and everything that I ever need. Mm-hmm. I was like, you gonna sing this hook with me? Like, all right, so now do this note. Like the even the harmony, and you've been on my mind. I'm like, baby, please. Yeah. Like, I made him do that. Like, I'm like, do this. No, do it like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, you gonna learn today. You need to be able to have more freedom with your creation. Like, I want you to get in the habit of doing, because it even helps with rapping.
Yeah.
Like, look at how Kendrick ad-libs his shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's he's singing. When he ad-libs his shit a lot of the time, and it's because, like, you know, he takes those risks. So yeah
I feel like he's like and this is a weird comparison to make, but I feel like Kendrick is like Nicki in that way, and like the inflections mm-hmm. of her voice sometimes, and like even songs mm-hmm. that she's not singing in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Soulful, I
just
think
the fact that you could use melody
mm-hmm.
to really just like drive a point. And I feel like ever since he got comfortable with singing, he learned like, oh, I'm actually kind of okay at this. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, you know. He has a great voice. Like, I've always thought he had an amazing mm-hmm. like husky rapper's ass rapper's voice.
Mm-hmm. But yes,
but like he can hold a note. So like it's dope. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't sound like an asshole trying to be like melodic. He doesn't sound like any of the guys on Amber Said. I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that. Which was hilarious, by the way. That's a hilarious way to end
that's
the album too.
Shout out to Amber, yo, love that girl.
I was dying laughing, and then like that's just how it ended too. So like I was just crying. It was a good like nice note to leave the album on.
Little comedic relief, yeah. You know.
So I don't want to talk too much business or ask questions that I already know the answer to. But is there anything you want to let the people know before we get up out of here?
Really, just go listen to the album, stream it. It's on everything: Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play, Pandora, everything. YouTube. Just go run the numbers up. You could purchase the album directly. The funds go directly to me. You can purchase it through Bandcamp. That would be a great way to support me. And if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram and all other socials at The Real Karma. And yeah.
Alrighty.
That's about it.
This is always fun. I always enjoy doing this. I've missed interviewing people, but I missed interviewing you.
Oh, Ramsey.
I mean it.
Just call. I will make myself available for you. Trust me.
We'll do it again.
Your family. Anytime.
I'm Ramsey Subwhat, if you guys care. Thank you guys for listening. Like she said, album's out everywhere. She gave you her socials. That's also going to be in the description below. If you're driving, like, pull over before you click her profile. Don't die on our account. I'll feel terrible.
You might, from what you see on there, might crash a little bit.
You might. And I'll leave that at that. thank you guys for listening. I'm Ramsey Subwhat everywhere on social media. Thank you for listening to the A-Side B-Side podcast. Go to What's the Movement. We are getting the site kind of back in order. We're going to be doing the best music discovery out there. So if you're looking for your next favorite artist that you've never heard before, it's there. And Karma is one of those artists. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll holler at y'all next time.